Hare Krishna, Chapter 13, Part 2, Becoming a Kinchana. Devotees find as they grow older that their lives provide them the opportunity to develop humility. Life is full of problems. We all suffer. But where do we seek shelter during difficult times? Often we seek it in our intelligence, money, physical beauty, or whatever material opulences that may have fallen into our laps. But for each of us, at some point in life, we find that our abilities are insufficient and we suddenly fail miserably, falling flat on our face. Can that failure, difficult and painful as it may be transformed into a conduit of Krishna's mercy? Kunti Devi prays, I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means we will no longer see repeated birth and death. My Lord, your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling. Srimad Bhagavatam 1:8.25-26. Our abilities fail us many times a day. What do we do when such moments occur? If we wish to advance in spiritual life, we must become a kinchana. Materially bankrupt, with faith that no configuration of our meager portion of opulence has the capacity to award us true shelter. Certainly at death we will have nothing. Which of our possessions and abilities will give us shelter then? We will have only Krishna. To act steadily on this platform is called nishtha. And when we have attained this steady faith, when we are fixed in the realization that Krishna is ours and we are his, the mind will no longer seek refuge in anyone but him. Suffering is an end for such person. Suffering is at an end for such a person because they are living, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita, by and in Krishna's mercy. Krishna is alive in them, which means the holy name becomes alive in them and they become alive in Krishna. Samaham Savabhuteshu Name Dveshos Tina Priya Ye Vijantitamam Bhaktya Mayetetesha Chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Bhagavad Gita 9:29. There's a asterisk after a kinchana explaining that word from the sentence, if we wish to advance in spiritual life, we must become a kinchana. It is important to note that the quantity of one's material possessions doesn't necessarily indicate one's level of material exhaustion, one's position as an akinchana devotee. Srila Prabhupada explains, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nikinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajan Mukasya, Bhagavad Bhajana. To advance in spiritual life, to be engaged in Krishna's devotional service, that is the aim of life. So for him, he should always remain Niskinchana. Therefore, Gokashod Das Babaji, he remained Niskinchana. And his disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he also remained Niskinchana, although he possessed so many temples, because nothing was for his personal, but for Krishna. Just like Ramananda Roy. He was a grihastha, very opulent governor. He is also a kinchana because nothing was possessed by him personally. Everything for Jagannath. On one side, Rupa Goswami, and on one side, Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy is the most confidential devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he's a grihastha, because he is a kinchana. As a kinchana, as Rupa Goswami. So we have to become a kinchana. Then we shall realize Krishna. From the lecture of Mayapur, October 6, 1974. Continuing. Krishna is just like Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to this verse. The verse again is Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Samahamsa Vitesu. Krishna is just like a cloud which pours rain over all, regardless of whether it falls on rock or land or water. But for his devotees, he gives specific attention. Such devotees are mentioned here. They are always in Krishna consciousness, and therefore they are always transcendentally situated in Krishna. The very phrase Krishna consciousness suggests that those who are in such consciousness are living transcendentalists situated in him. The Lord says here distinctly, Maite, they are in me. Naturally, as a result, the Lord is also in them. This is reciprocal. This is also explained. This also explains the words Yayatamam Prapadyante Tam Sataiva Bhajamyaham. Whoever surrenders unto me, proportionately, I take care of him. Living entities in a pure state are called devotees. Devotees. The Supreme Lord becomes the devotee of his devotees. If a reciprocal relationship is not present between the devotee and the Lord, then there's no personalist philosophy. Worshipping the Lord with devotion is what it means to be a devotee. But before we can become devotees, we have to become humble and materially exhausted, because only from that position can we truly take shelter of Krishna. We'll end here. That's the second part of chapter 13. And Krishna willing, before long, we'll add the third part of chapter 13. Hare Krishna.